Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of those classic DNB drop tools that can make a crowd perk up instantly, a Subway Jungle ARP sequence. We're doing it in Ableton Live 12, and we're keeping it beginner-friendly, stock device-friendly, and very practical. The big idea is simple. In drum and bass, especially jungle and darker bass styles, you want two things happening at the same time. You want motion, so the groove feels alive and urgent, and you want weight, so the drop still feels heavy when the sub lands. This ARP sequence gives you both. It can act like a hype lead, a rhythmic hook, or even a DJ-style rewind moment if you arrange it right. So let's set this up like a proper drop session. First, set your tempo to 170 BPM. That's a really solid DNB starting point. Fast enough to feel energetic, but not so fast that everything becomes a blur. Now create three MIDI tracks. One for sub, one for ARP, and one for drums or break. On the drum track, load a jungle break, a break edit, or even a basic loop if that's what you've got. We're not trying to make the drums perfect yet. We just want something real in there so we can hear how the ARP sits with the snare and kick. Before we build the flashy part, we build the foundation. That means the sub comes first. On the sub track, load operator or wave editable and choose a very clean, sign-like sound. Keep it mono. Keep it simple. You do not want stereo tricks down there. The sub's job is to hold the floor, not get fancy. Program a basic root note pattern. If you're in a minor, you could hold A1 for a bar, then maybe move to G1 or C2 for a little variation. Or keep it dead simple and just hold one note for the whole bar. That's absolutely fine. In fact, for the style, simple is often stronger. The sub gives the drop its authority, and everything else can move above it. Now go to the ARP track and load another synth, like Wavetable or Operator. Pick a bright, clear sound for now. We're not chasing the final tone yet. We just want to hear the rhythm. Write a short MIDI phrase using three or four notes in a minor key shape. For example, A3, C4, and E4 is a classic little fragment. You could also try A3, G3, and C4. The key thing is to keep the shape small and focused. In DNB, tiny note clusters often work better than big chords, because you need space for the drums and sub to hit properly. Keep this ARP loop to one bar at first. That's enough to create motion without overcrowding the drop. Now add Ableton's arpeggiator before the synth on that ARP track. Start with a rate of 1/16, gate somewhere around 45-65%, and a style like up or up down. That'll give you a tight, rolling feel right away. At this point, listen to the groove on its own. This is important. Don't assume the sound design will save a weak rhythm. If the pattern feels good with a plain tone, it's going to survive heavier processing much better later. If it only works because of effects, it may fall apart in the mix. Try to make the ARP answer the drums instead of just running over them. That's a very DNB thing. Let it land in a way that leaves a pocket for the snare. If the snare is on 2 and 4, the ARP can dance around those hits instead of masking them. That little bit of space makes the whole thing feel way more pro. Now let's shape the tone. Add EQ8. Saturator, auto filter, and utility after the synth. First, high pass the ARP somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz so it stays out of the sub's way. If the ARP is still too thick, push that cut a little higher. You want the sub to own the low end. Then add a little saturator. Just a few dB of drive can thicken the ARP and make it feel more aggressive and industrial. Don't overcook it. A touch of grit is enough. Use auto filter to control the brightness. If the top end feels sharp, low pass it a little. If you want the ARP to feel like it's opening up, automate that cutoff over time. That's one of the easiest ways to create tension in a DNB arrangement. Utility is there to help you keep control of the width. Keep the sub mono, and be careful with stereo spread on the ARP too. In bass music, wide is nice, but blurry is not. Now let's talk about the relationship between the sub and the ARP. This is where the magic starts to happen. Think in contrast, not complexity. That's a big coaching note here. The strongest drop tools usually have a very simple core idea, and then they get their power from contrast. Dry versus wet. Filtered versus open. Present versus absent. So instead of having everything play all the time, create a little call and response. For example, let the ARP be more active in one bar while the sub stays steady. Then in the next bar, let the sub feel stronger and simplify or filter the ARP a bit. Then hit both together when the drop really lands. That contrast is what makes the moment feel heavy. A very effective move is to automate the ARP to drop out for half a bar before the phrase restarts. That empty space makes the return hit much harder. In DNB, silence can be a weapon. That little gap before the next impact can give you a real rewind-worthy feel. Now let's add a bit of space without killing the punch. Use echo or delay very lightly, maybe with an eighth note or dotted eighth feel, low feedback, and a wet level kept really modest. The repeats should support the groove, not smear it. A tiny amount of delay can make the arp feel like it's pushing forward. If you add reverb, keep it short and subtle. Too much reverb will soften the attack and wash out the rhythm. We want to suggest space, not drown the phrase in it. Now let's make this useful as a DJ tool, not just a synth loop. Place your break so the snare hits cleanly on 2 and 4. Listen to how the arp locks with that. If the arp gets in the way, simplify the notes or adjust the timing slightly. You want the snare to stay as the anchor. In jungle and DNB, the snare is often the camera flash moment. It needs room for arrangement. Think like this. Start with a filtered intro. Bring in the drums gradually. Then open the arp up in the build. Use a short stop or fill before the drop. On the drop, let the sub, break, and arp hit together. And after that, maybe switch the arp into a variation so the loop doesn't feel static. That variation matters. A lot of beginner loops fail because they repeat exactly the same way for too long. Every 4 or 8 bars, change something small. You could move the last note up an octave, remove one note, increase the filter cutoff a little, or briefly change the arp rate to 1/32 for a quick fill. Keep it subtle. In jungle and rollers, small changes often feel more professional than giant obvious changes. Let's do a quick cleanup pass. Check that the sub is clearly mono. Check that the arp is high cast enough. Make sure the break still punches through. And watch your master levels so you're not clipping. A good habit while building is to keep some headroom, maybe peaking around -6 dB. That leaves room for later processing and keeps your mix from collapsing under the bass. If the arp feels harsh, don't just keep boosting the highs. Sometimes a gentle cut in the 2.5 to 5 kHz range is smarter. If it feels cloudy, check the low mids around 200 to 500 hz. That range can get messy fast in dark bass music. A few quick pro tips before we wrap. Use a minor key or modal feel if you want that darker jungle energy. D minor, F minor, and a minor are all beginner-friendly places to start. Try to keep your automation moves short and controlled. Tiny cutoff rises, quick volume dips, or brief width changes can do a lot, and always leave a pocket for the snare. If the arp sits around the snare instead of over it, the whole drop gets tighter. Also, check the loop at low volume. If it still feels energetic quietly, that's usually a sign the rhythm and tone are doing their job. Here's a good mini practice challenge. Set the tempo to 170. Build a 1-bar sub pattern in operator. Program a 3-note minor arp in wave editable. Add arpeggiator at 1/16. Shape it with EQ8, saturator, and auto filter. Keep the sub mono with utility. Add a breakbeat. Automate the cutoff over 4 bars. Then mute the arp for half a bar before the loop restarts. Export that 4-bar phrase and listen back on headphones and speakers. If you do that well, you'll have something that can open a drop, lead into a rewind, or sit under a DJ intro without fighting the mix. So the recap is this. Build the sub first. Keep the arp short, rhythmic, and minor key. Use Ableton stock devices to shape tone, motion, and space. High pass the arp. Keep the sub mono, and automate filter and dropouts for that rewind-worthy energy. In DNB, the best arp sequences don't just sound cool. They support the drums, strengthen the sub, and create tension and release that makes the drop hit harder. If you want, I can also write you a matching Ableton device chain or a follow-along session script for each track.